We're joined by the assistant general manager. Now, he's done this job for years, but now he's got the title. Congratulations. That is Bobby Evans.
Good morning.
How are you?
Beautiful day in Scottsdale.
Another one. Well, not like yesterday. Yesterday we knew 80% chance of rain. And then when the hail came and Buster Posey said, that's enough.
Well, that was a little rough on us yesterday. I sometimes wonder if we had just waited a little while to even start it, maybe we would have had a better luck. But just a rough day all the way around.
Well, spring training moves on. And again, I said this is 13 games down. There's 24 more to go. The WBC is taking place down here, and Giant fans have interest in it. In Romo, of course, with the Mexican team in his event against Italy on Thursday. And Vogelsong has got to pitch a game tonight, and he's used to it, trust me. But he's got to keep the U.S. in this thing tonight.
Now, there's a lot of pressure. It's a big game, and you know he's been pitching well out here, so I think that he's ready. They're going to limit him to 65 pitches. He's pitched as many as 60 pitches here. So he's ready for it, and really it's a dream for him, I think, to be able to represent the U.S., and I think he's extremely excited about it.
Now, what about Romo? Romo, 26 pitches the other day, and boy, he is tightly wound, I must tell you. He really is, and pitched great for the Giants. There is no World Series without him. He's fabulous, but doesn't get it done on Thursday. Edgar Gonzalez drops a ball in left field, and Romo throws his hands up on the mound, and yesterday he comes out as intense as could be and closes out the game against U.S. How do you feel watching him pitch out there, knowing he's a pretty important part of your puzzle?
Well, I know that he's prepared for this, but it is hard for us to watch the intensity level that these guys are facing this early in the year. It is hard, and knowing, you know, really we had a short off season already. So we're watching it. I know that there's pitch limits, and the league's commissioner's office is monitoring that very closely, which gives us a sense of comfort and satisfaction. But Romo felt great after those 26 pitches. He didn't feel good about what happened, but he felt physically great, and he was able to go out and pitch 13 pitches last night and finish the game much more quickly and a little easier. So
yeah, and he doesn't get to pitch again. I mean, now he's got to rest, I think, for a couple of days, so he's finished in the tournament. But I guess there's some concern. I mean, I watch Pagan playing on the Puerto Rican team, and you've got a couple of pitchers on the Dominican team, and Affelt didn't get in there last night. I know it's a marketing issue, and I know baseball wants to do this. Bud Selig last night said, someday we're going to have a World Series in the world of that. I want to see that happen. But there must be some trepidation from the ball club seeing your guys out there.
Well, the headline today in the Arizona Republic was the world's pastime, baseball. And that's what this is all about. It's expanding the view of baseball around the world. And it is hard. It is hard on us. It does create a challenge for us. But the greater good is expanding the name of the game. And of course, that's very important.
What did you think of the game last night? I couldn't believe it. I said, this looks like eight men out. The Black Sox are here. If Dickey would have hit the first guy, it said, all right, Arnold Rothstein took over here. I can't believe the U.S. couldn't hit these people. You know, we're talking about minor league pitchers other than Gallardo.
Well, again, pitching and these guys are veteran right. players. They know how to pitch, and they're gonna give you a competitive game, and it's not been something that we've been real fortunate in. Obviously, in the World Classics past, we haven't advanced as far as we should have, and so maybe they'll turn it on tonight. Tough one last night for sure.
All right, let's talk about the Giants a little bit. Again, the camp has given and you and I talked, Bobby Evans, with us a couple of weeks ago about young players getting a chance, and we really have seen that. And today, Petit, not necessarily young, goes. Gaudin pitched excellently the other day, gave you three good innings as a starter. Proctor, haven't seen a lot of him yet, but that last spot on the pitching staff, it's pretty competitive right now.
Yeah, and it's a good thing, and Pettit did a great job for us at AAA last year, earned the call-up in September last year, only got a couple of chances to pitch, but he's a professional, he's a strike thrower, not an overpowering stuff, but he knows how to pitch, and he even started for us a game up in the exhibition series in San Francisco last year, just because he had such a great spring last year. I think that the competition is on, the game's on to see who's going to be that 12th guy, and we want him to be a guy that can go long, and that gives Gaudin and Proctor and Pettit really a great competition here, and Gaudin obviously probably he's outpitched him a little bit so far.
All right. Who's got options, and how do you resolve this at the end? Let's say you want Petit as your guy, and you want to keep Gaudin in the system. What has to happen?
Well, different players have contracts that allow them to have out clauses. If they don't make the club, they can get their free agency. Some players, like a Gaudin, may choose not to take his out now, but may take his out in June just to see if things will develop for him. Pettit's on the roster, so if he doesn't make the club, he's out of options. So he's going to have to go through a waiver process, which could result in him getting claimed, or if he cleared, then we would outright him to the AAA roster. There's a number of guys in the camp that are going to go back to the AAA, and they pretty well know that they're here to be insurance in the event something happens. But guys like Gaudin, guys like Pettit, they're here. Proctor, they're here to compete to show what they're capable of doing and trying to make that 12th spot. Proctor has already told us he's comfortable going back to AAA and trying to show his value if he doesn't make the club. But
what about Gaudin? Now that I understand it, so he's not on the roster. If he wanted to stay in the organization, he just agrees to go to Fresno, and then maybe an out clause in June if nothing's happened where he could look elsewhere.
Right. I mean, we would have a number of different scenarios with him. I mean, if he, similar to Ramon Ramirez, I mean, both those guys are veteran major league players. If they're going to make our club, then there's really no issue. But if they're not going to make our club, they're probably going to have to experiment with free agency just to see whether there is an opportunity at a major league level before they accept an assignment to AAA. So they're likely to have some period of free agency between the end of spring and the start of the season.
How does that happen? I mean, technically, what do? You get to the end of spring training, and do you release them? How does that work?
Well, that's how it could go down for those guys. I mean, potentially.
Just asking how you do it.
If they're not going to make the club, and that's been communicated to them, which we would do, obviously, before the season started, they'd come to us and say, I'd like to request my release. I'd still like to be here if something else doesn't open up, but I'm going to at least request my release, look at the market, see what the interest level is, and if nothing's available, I'd be interested in coming back with you to go to AAA. And then we would, either offer that opportunity or say either take it or leave it. If you don't take it now, we're going to
– Gotcha.
If you're going to take your release, we're going to let you go altogether. But those are good guys. Those are guys we'd like to have around. So hopefully, if they don't make the club, hopefully they're people that will stick with us.
No, good explanation. I didn't understand that. I'm glad Bobby Evans is here to explain it. All right, let's look at the infield a little bit. Brock Bond has hit the ball well. And I say, you need a hit in the seventh inning. Maybe he's not a ninth inning guy. But heck, you need a hit in the sixth or seventh inning. He seems to put the bat on the ball. Kensuke Tanaka, starting to grow on me a little bit. He's starting to look a little better at second base, and I don't know if he can hit yet. Valdez has certainly done well as a major leaguer. We know what he can do. Who's got a leg up on this thing as the extra infielder?
Well, both Bond and Tanaka are at a disadvantage because they're limited to second base.
Yes.
But Valdez's disadvantage is offensively, he's really struggled the last couple of years and probably won't offer as much offensively as a Bond would. That being said, all of them are at a disadvantage if Abreu, who can get healthy and show that he's the utility guy, because he's had some success at a minor league level offensively and can play all three infield spots and is on the roster. And if he doesn't make the club, he's out of options, and so he'll end up on a waiver wire. So he has some advantages over all three of them, but it's a competition, and there's still a fifth outfield spot, which Valdez of that group is probably capable of standing in the outfield. But Cole Gillespie has something to say about that, too, does Peguero and some of our other guys.
Yeah. I forgot about Abreu until you just brought him up, because I think I said it last week, and someone answered me that he has the quad injury. I said, where is he?
Yeah.
I haven't seen him.
Yeah, we're hoping to see him Monday, Tuesday next week.
Okay.
Fortunately, I saw him working out in the training room. He's doing all that he needs to do to get ready, and hopefully this will be put behind him.
All right. Now, Tony Abreu, and he's been in the big leagues before, and as Bobby Evans said, on the roster. So you don't want to lose him. He'd have to go through waivers. It's interesting, the end of spring training, because most clubs are kind of made at that point. So maybe you sneak an Abreu through or a Petit through, because someone would have to put him on a major league roster. And again, most of those jobs in those camps are kind of fought over.
Yeah, well, it's going to be interesting to see how it all plays out. I know that the waiver wire gets very busy at the end of camp, and we've got to watch that ourselves. You never know if there's somebody out there that can help us.
All right, let's look at one other player, and I appreciate you being up here today, Piguero. And, you know, Felipe Alou, you know, we've talked to him for years. This guy's going to be a major leaguer. He's a big star, and I kept waiting. All right. I know he can throw. I've seen that, but we never really saw the bat. I'm starting to see the bat with him. Is it me? Is it actually happening here?
Well, he's been a swing-and-miss guy far too much at game speed, and that's been troubling for us. But then what's really hurt him has been injuries, little nagging injuries that have kept him out and made him miss a lot of time, which is valuable development time. So this is a guy that has already been optioned out three times. He has the rare fourth option because he came up on the roster early and at a young age, and therefore we've got the benefit of getting him a fourth option if he doesn't make the club. Not a guy that you really want sitting on your bench with the potential of being an everyday guy to be on your bench as a fifth guy, but the reality is he offers so much. He does play outstanding defense, can play all three. He does run the base as well. He is hitting the ball extremely hard, and he could be a valuable piece for us as a fifth outfielder. We'll see how it plays out. He's a guy that, in a perfect world, you'd like to see him learn to be an everyday guy and not a fifth guy. So we'll see how it plays. But he's had a great spring, and it's still early. There's a lot of baseball ahead of us, but very proud of him. He came into this camp saying, I want to make this club, and that's the mentality that he needs to have.
I see you've optioned out Villalona to San Jose. And, you know, you hang around here and you stand next to people. He's a pretty big guy.
Yeah.
And you don't have many that look like him. And so he goes to San Jose, I guess.
Well, that's where we optioned him. Okay. The final decision of where he'll be placed will be made at the end of minor league camp, roughly the end of March. But there's probably a little bit of a lean with Oropesa having had a great year at San Jose last year. He's got a good chance to go to Double A and be our starter at first base. And then, you know, first base will be more veteran guys at the AAA level. So Villalona probably slots in at San Jose. Again, it has to play out. He's over at minor league camp today. We're playing inter-squad. He's showing some good actions over there at first, making a tough play at third on a bump play. You know, he's a player that's missed a lot of time, and we're looking for him to stay healthy and produce.
All right. Bobby, thank you so much. By the way, Tim Lincecum did have a simulated game today. I understand he threw very well. Did you see any of it?
We had meetings over at the complex this morning, but we're getting good reports on that, and that blister's a nagging problem but appears to be clearing up, so that's good.
Yeah, he's supposed to start Tuesday against the Padres. That's what I'm told. All right. Very good. Thank you so much. It's always great to see you, and we'll do this again.
Sounds good, Marty. Thank you.
You can't imagine how many questions I get about the things you talked about today. All right. That is the assistant general manager, Bobby Evans. More coming up on the Sports Leader.